From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pianist Yun-Di Lee playing Scherzo No. 1 by Frédéric Chopin. Yun-Di Lee is 22. He was just 18 when he won first prize at the prestigious International Chopin Competition in Warsaw. Yun-Di Lee was the youngest person ever to take the top honors, and the first Chinese. He was born in Chongqing, China, fell in love with the accordion at age 4, and persuaded his parents to buy him one. Soon he had switched to piano, and his teachers quickly recognized the talent of a prodigy. Yun-Di Lee is still studying piano, currently in Germany, and he's touring. Critics praise his precise, crystalline technique, his fluidity on the keys, and the enthusiasm he brings to the music of Chopin. Yun-Di Lee's new CD features the composer's scherzi and impromptus. I asked Lee what draws him to Chopin's music.
His music is so natural, I feel, and so warm, and he loves his country. When he leaves Warsaw, moved to Paris, and they have a revolution in his country. I think that kind of missing his country, the feeling.
Homesickness.
Homesick, yeah. Sometimes now I start in Germany, and sometimes I miss China very much because you have a lot of friends, you have, of course, the food so good in China. Do you like Chinese food?
I do.
Ah, great.
So I wonder, do you relate a bit, do you think, to that melancholy, that homesickness that you hear?
Yeah, but always I think Chopin's music is so elegant. You always feel very comfortable. When you hear it, you get relaxed.
When you decided to record these scherzi and impromptus, where do you place them in his work? What is it that's appealing about these pieces for you?
So scherzi, I think is a more technique piece from Chopin. And scherzi, like the four piece, like I feel it's like together. And every scherzi is very, very emotion.
A lot of passion.
Yeah, and also, very interesting is the scherzi you can play in the different ways. There are four scherzi, and totally the different character. Number second is most favorite, and also for me, I like it very much. And number three is more deep music, number three. And number four is a kind of joking, yeah.
What about number one?
It's like revolution. They have something need to like the fire.
A lot of big statements.
Yeah.
You take off in some of these pieces. You take off like a ball of fire. You're going right at it.
Because when you're young, you had a lot of energy. This is natural. I think you should do it. You should go what you feel. You cannot do like the 17 years old or a 40 years old, the old man. You play in a different way. What you feeling now, what you want to give to people, just do it. This is exactly now what you are.
I think my favorite moment in these scherzi is in the scherzo number 3 in C-sharp minor.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing two themes in conversation, it sounds like here. You've got this sort of hymnal thing going on in the lower part, and then this lacy, dreamy response.
Yes, it's a different character. The bass is like the man asking and talk very serious, like the father talks. And the higher part is like crying. You very miss something. You remember something, make you very... You want to cry.
I've heard you described as something like a pop star back home in Asia, that you have a tremendously vocal young following there.
Yes, that's very interesting, also very interesting and exciting. After I win the Chopin competition, I don't know what happened, but seems to be all the country love it, and they make me like hero because this first Chinese people win this great competition.
Well, I guess there's a whole sort of marketing push that comes along with that, though. I've seen a video of you playing Scherzo No. 2,
yes.
And there are women watching. One woman takes a picture of you on her cell phone, sends it to a friend. I mean,
right.
It's the thing we associate with pop videos, and there you are, playing
Chopin. Yeah, I think this is a new way to let more people, I mean, especially young people, to know or want to hear classical music. I think this is about promotion way. Yeah, for me, I think it doesn't matter. The most interesting for me is about in the concert hall, I think, which I can give a lot for them.
Yundi Lee, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
You can hear more music from Yundi Lee's CD of Chopin's Scherzi and Impromptus at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.